Learning Masechet Pesach and Daf Samach Hey and Aleph. Going back a little bit to Daf Samach Dalam, the day is finishing up. The Gemara there is going on the Mishnah, describing the Karban Pesach, the Gimel Kitais, and the going to Gemara. The Gemara says Shachat Yisrael v'Kibul Kain. The Mishnah says Yisrael v'Sheichet. So the Gemara says L'Sagi D'Lav Yisrael. You need Yisrael to Shecht. So the Gemara says Iguf v'Kamash v'Shchit v'Bezar K'sheir. No, it means that Yisrael is Kasher to Shecht. It wants to teach you that din. You don't need a Kain to Shecht. Not the Bedafke need Yisrael to Shecht. Now the Chayetzul Shver. The Gemara early in Dav Zayin in the day says, how come you make a bracha al hashkita, not lishchit? So the Gemara says, L'sagi d'lav yishachit, he can't make a bracha lishchit because he's not the one that has to shecht. So the Gemara says, Pesach v'kachim ma'ika l'meimer. Pesach v'kachim, what are you going to say? And Rashi says, Pesach v'kachim ha'balam etztavu. D'ksiv v'samach yadei v'shachat. So the Gemara says, Einichanami, itaka say lishchit. So normally you can't say lishchit because you're not the one that has to shecht. But when dealing with Pesach HaKachim, the Bailam is Mechuyiv to Shecht. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Shachet Yisrael v'Kibul Kain. Maybe that's good for what the Mishnah is teaching you, that a Kain shouldn't Shecht, because he's not the Bailam. You should need the Bailam to Shecht. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? I saw Rabbi Yashiv ask his Kasha in the Aris on Masechet Pesachim from Rabbi Yashiv. He says, because why did the Mishnah say Shachet Yisrael? It should have said Shachet HaBailam. Shachet Yisrael sounds like Yisrael Shashach as opposed to a Kain. The Bailam could be a Kain, it could be a Levi, it could be Yisrael. Why didn't say Dafka Shachet Yisrael? That's a teacher Shchit de Bazar Ksheir. Yeah, Mechayer. But that the Bailam Shachach, that's a din, a mitzvah, the Bailam Shachach. Now also the Gemara says by Kibul Kain, and tells him a Kabbalah Velch Mitzvah Kuhuna, and then the Gemara says, Nasan Lachavei Vechavei Lachavei. So the Gemara says, Shema mino alocha shalei beregel, havei alocha. It's a raya that when you do the avodah of alocha shalei beregel, that's called avodah of alocha, and you don't have to actually walk with it. You could pass it, it's also good enough, even though it's alocha shalei beregel. So the Gemara says, Delmu unayit purta, maybe he's going to move a little bit, v'akamash malon, bereivam hajus melech. It's telling you a chiddush, that bereivam hajus melech, that you should have a line of kanamals, bereivam hajus melech. So the Lashon Gemara is Nayid Purta. He moves a little bit. Lashon Yachid. So that sounds like, even if Halacha Shlei Beregel is Loi Havi Halacha, but only one Kayin has to move a little bit, not all the Kahanim. And as they say Mefurish in the Me'iri, and in the Rabbeinu Yonah Simil Anil, they both say the Nayid Purta means the Kayin that's being Zayriket to the Mizbeach, he should step a few steps to go be Zayriket. That means even though Halacha Shlei Beregel Loi Havi Halacha, but still, you don't need all the kanim to move. What's the pshat? See, the Mishnah Lamelech, and Ilchus Psulim Mekdashim, Perik Aleph, Halachah of Gimel, clears the Shaila. If you hold the Halachah of Beregel, Leiv Halachah, do you need to do all the Halachah of Beregel? Or just part of the Halachah of Beregel? Is it the pshat that whatever you do that's not Beregel, it's not Halachah, you gotta do it again? It's a possible Halachah. Well, no. As long as you do an Avedis Halachah, that's Beregel. See, the Halachah, the rest of it, that's fine. It's as if you shechted it closer to the Mizbeach Mestama. But that's what declares the Shaila. So here, Bimashma, that's good enough as part of the Halachah's Beregel. The Pshat is, you don't mean that the entire distance between the Shechita and the Mizbeach all has to be done Beregel. Now you need an Aveda of Halachah Beregel. So even if part of it's Beregel, it's also good enough. As is Mashma, the word that the Gemara denied Purta, and particularly the Meiri, Beni Yonis and the Rishainim, say Mefurish, only one Kain is doing it Beregel. And Beni Chananel, his Girsa was, who denied the Purta? It's also interesting, Beni Chananel's Girsa is, Shema mina halacha shaloi Beregel ksheiruhu, who denied the Purta? Halacha shaloi Beregel is kasher, but providing that denied the Purta, it's interesting, L'chari Fakert, halacha shaloi Beregel, Havi Halacha would sound like you don't need any Naidi. And if you hold the Halacha Shalei Beregel is Ksheira, then you don't need Naid Purta. If you hold Naid Purta, it means Halacha Shalei Beregel is not Kasher. Sounds like that's Gufa Chiddush, that even though Halacha Shalei Beregel is not a Halacha, but Naidi Purta helps. But Akoponim, the Rach's Gir says who the Naidi Purta, Lashon Rabim, maybe the whole Halacha has to be Beregel according to the Rabbeinu Chananel's Gir. Now the Rambam leaves it out entirely. Since you said the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillin Mekdashim and Paskus Halachos Shalei Beregel Loi Havi Halacha, but when he brings down the Hilchos Karban Pesach, he doesn't bring down this din of Nayin Purta. The Mefarshim asks the Kasha. Like the Mishnah says, Because he already passed in the Hilchos Psulim Mikdashim that Halacha Shel Regel is Lo Yevo Lach. I didn't have to say here Naivi Purta. But it's right, because the Gemara makes this Akimta. Why did he leave out the Akimta of the Gemara? The Gemara says it, the Gemara asks the Kasha that the Mishnah Chaya is not going like the man, the Yom Halacha Shel Regel Lo Yevo Lach. And the Gemara answers the Teretz in Naivi Purta. Why shouldn't the Rambam bring it down? So the Tzlach says the Pshatov is the Teretz. He says Rashi was ma'irich a little bit. Rashi, when he brings down Shema min alach shle regel lo yevi alacha, so he brings down the shayla, and he says, and what's the Mishnah teaching you by telling you how they did it? What's the difference how they did it? Ma'idahava, if not to teach you that alach shle regel lo yevi alacha. In fact, it's like, why did Rashi say that for? Rashi says, what's the Gemara's kasha Shema min alach shle regel havi alacha? Because otherwise, what's the Mishnah's chiddush? What do you mean? Stam. The Mishnah is giving you a case of Halacha Shel Regel and telling you it works. Why do you have to say, because otherwise what's the Chiddush? It's a Pella. Stam. The case of the Mishnah is Halacha Shel Regel and you see it works. And Rashi goes and says, no. The Pshat and the Kash is, the Mayash Me'ina Masnisa the Ichbal the Mishnah say Halacha Heyach Ilav Ha'asa Ashmina. And that the Gemara says, no, it's teaching you a different thing. It's teaching you Reva Majus Melech. But what's the point? Why did the Gemara have to say, Umay Kamashim Reva Majus Melech? Azak the Vice Dais, that Naiv Purta is not an Akimta. It's Pashit. When you're doing this passing of Lechaveir, how are you being Naiv Purta? It's a Pashit Azak. It's not a Chiddush Bechlal. It's not an Akimta. The Pshat is that if you're going to say that the Halacha Nemsach because of the Naiv Purta, which was probably done, so what's a Chiddush? Elamai, the Mishnah's teaching, you don't even need a Naiv Purta. And that thing says, no. And the Chiddush is Brave Majus Melech. But it's not the Pshat that's in the Kimt of Naiv Purta. The Naiv Purta is Pashat. The Kasha was, what's the Chiddush? So Melech Karchuk, you don't need the Naiv Purta. The Teretz is the Chiddush, Brave Majus Melech. So Melech, you could say Pashtas that it's Naiv Purta. So that's where the Ram didn't have to say it. He already passed in the Lachash Le'Bregalayev Elacha like the Lacha Mishnah. Now the Mishnah goes further and says that the Kayin that's next to the Mizbech is Zerik Zrika Achas Keneged Yisayin, and the Gemara says this man, the Yomah, goes that the Pesach is Mizrika, and the Gemara says, and how do you know it's Tan Yisayin? Well, is that from Eilam, Eilam Tuni Yisayin, Pesach Tan Yisayin, and how do you know Eilam is Tan Yisayin? Because there's a Yisayin Mizbech Eilam to tell you that Eilam is Tuni Yisayin. As I state the Gemara. And what's this din of Yisayin? So Rashi explains that there was the Yisayin. There was a protrusion on the bottom of the Mizbech, but it only went on the Ma'ariv side and the Tzafen side. The Mizrach and Darim didn't have the Yisayit, except one Amma on each one. And mainly the Zrika has to be connected to the Yisayit. Now Taisin Sochem has a long arichas, that the Nalef in the days, towards the end of Taisis, he says it was a man the Amma, which he understood that meant that he was Yisayit connected to the whole Mizbech. He said, if you have the Yisayit connected to the whole Mizbech, because there's a reason why there wasn't a Yisayit, was because that part was in Chelek Yehuda, and the Yisayin has to be in Chelek Binyamin. But according to the Man Yom, Yishlayim and Eschalkel Eshvatim, so there should have been a Yisayin in the Homeless Bech. So why need the Pasuk to negate Yisayin? The Homeless Bech had a Yisayin. So he says, maybe everyone held that there was no Yisayin in Mizrach and Darim, even though it wasn't in the Chelek of Yehuda. Ma'akobanim, that was his Kasha. If the Homeless Bech has a Yisayin, you don't need a Pasuk for Yisayin, L'chaya Pasha the Kasha. But the Biskirav is a Gamaldig Yisayin in Hilchas Ma'aseh Kavanos, in the Chiddushim or in Rizal Levi El Rambam, then he says that as though you learn that the din Yisayin means it's a place on the Mizbech where you have to make the Zrika, but he says it's more than that. The Gemara says it's Tu'una Yisayin. It has to be on the Yisayin. The Zrika has to be in the Sina on the Yisayin. That's the din Zrika. The Zrika is going, not Pshat, it's on the Mizbech, Kenegede Yisayin. The Zrika has to be on the Yisayin, even though the actual Zrika is on the wall in the Mizbech, that's upright, it's not on the Yisayin, but the Pshat is that's called on the Yisayin. That whole portion of Mizbech has a Din Yisayin. And that's only if you do it Lamat. The Mizbech is split up, all the Karbanis, most of the Karbanis are done Lamat. The Ayla, and the Asham, and the Shlamim, and the Pesach are all done Lamat. The one carbon and the zvachim that's done lamal is the chattas. The chattas is done lamal on the kronis. Now the reason why the done lamal, he brings not even holds this way, but brings the pirish mishnayis l'rambam in the sixth paragraph of zvachim. Also the mafarish and kinim say, you know why oil has to be lamata? Because it's a dinner oil is tuni yisayin. They all need yisayin. The pshat is the yisayin is only lamata. So male, that would answer Taisa's kasha. Why do you need a pasuk to tell you need yisayin? The Torah says, because the Pasuk is not only telling you where on the Mizbeach it has to be, the Pasuk is also telling you it has to be on the Yisayin, and that's the only limud you have that has to be Lamata. So he answers another kasha of Taisus there. Taisus says, Eilus Ha'if, it says, was done in the Keren Dremis Mizrachis. The Eilus Ha'if, you see, by Eifus, it's really the opposite. By Eifus, the Chattis is done Lamata, and the Eilus Ha'if is done Lamala. All of the Karbanis, the Eila, and the Ashim and the Shlamim, they're all done lamata, and the chatas behemah is done lamala. But by eifus, it's the opposite. The eila saif is done lamala, the chatas saif is done lamata. But where was the eila saif done? The eila saif was done on the keren dreimis mizrachis, so it should be closer to where you could throw the mura and the naitzi. You have to throw it on the makam medesh, and you want it to be close by. But it was done on the dreimis mizrachis, so there was no yisayid there. So Taisus wants to know, what's the pshat? Eila needs yisayid. Why wouldn't the eila saif need yisayid? He's marachim about the whole inyan, but in the end he says, could the whole din you said was said by zmachim, not by eifes. But the Brisky Rav says, the fee is you said, it's more pashit. Since it's a din, eilus eif has to be lamal, there is no you said. If it's a place on the mizbech, so the whole mizbech is connected to you said in this part and not connected in that part. If the din is the matan dam have to be on the you said, the bottom half of the Mizbech has a din yisayid, it's called yisayid. The top half is problem that has to have yisayid. There'll be no pshat in a oila saif which is done lamala to be a kenegad yisayid. That's the shtickle from the Brisky Rav, which stems with the Rambam and Perish Rishnayis and the Mefarish and Kinnan, those Rishayim Lechayr state via the Brisky Rav. Taisis, there might be other Rishayim, say not that way. They nemon that there could be yisayid lamala also. So they discuss Al Kapanim. So they hold it stam, like the Brisky Rav is coming to be shale. There is a din stam that's a makam in the mizbech that has to be connected to your site. And going right to Bissel, the Gemara says, "Kemaseya b'kol kach maseya b'Shabbos." They did the same thing the weekdays and on Shabbos, except on Shabbos they washed out the azara shaloi b'tzayin chachamim. So the Gemara discusses shaloi b'tzayin man. Rav Chisda says shaloi b'tzayin Rabbi Eliezer, because the Rabbanan hold it's the Rabbanan to wash the floor. If it's only the Rabbanan to wash the floor, ain't Shvus HaMikdash, and the Gemara's Meskan is, Rav Ashi said, give me the Rabbanan, because Shvus HaTzricha Yeti, Rishvus HaTzricha Lo Yeti. That's the Gemara. But the Gemara brings down a Mechleikis, Rav Lezen, the Rabbanan, about washing the floor. Right? The Braisa says, that Chaylev Mechabetz and Begabin is Gregoris, and Yechayev, if you milk the cow, or you curdle the cheese, or you build them, you put the block of cheese together, that's a malacha. Chaylev is, we're going to get to, Chaylev is mefarik, mechabitz is bayir, megabin is bayna. But mechabed, merabetz, and reid nechalas dvash, sweeping the floor, washing the floor, and taking honey from a honeycomb, Rav Lezer says, yechayev echadas, Rabbanan say it's ein el mishum shvus. So, what's the machlekes Rav Lezer and the Rabbanan? Why does Rav Lezer hold yechayev echadas, and the Rabbanan hold it's only mishum shvus? So Rashi says that the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Hei, says that Mechamed and Merametz is al Sheshui Gumais. You're making, you're smoothing out the holes in the ground, that's Baina. So when you sweep the floor, when you mop the floor, you're smoothing holes in the ground, that's a Baina. So Taisus asks the Kasha, Al Karchach is not a psikration for Sheshui Gumais, because the Gemara there says that we hold like Rabbi Shimon holds that Davashen and Meskavin is Mutter, and Mimele you're allowed to be Mechamed and Rabbits according to Rav Shimon. That's why I let us read the floor. So, if it's a Psik Resha, so then, why would Rav Shimon hold it's Mutter? Rav Shimon holds that a Psik Resha is Usher. So if every time you sweep the floor, or mop the floor, Merabits, or wash the floor, there's going to be a Shvui Gumas, it's a Psik Resha, so why would Rav Shimon hold it's Mutter? Elamai, it's not a Psik Resha. If it's not a Psik Resha, Davashen and Meskavin, so why would Rabbi Lezer hold Yechayev? Why would it be Chayev? Even if you know, like Rabbi Shimon, you hold the Davar Shein and Meskavin is Asur, but it's not Chayev, what's the Pshat that Yechayev? And Taisus holds as a Deichik to say, they argue, is it a Psik Resha or not? Rabbi Lezer holds it is a Psik Resha, Rabbi Lezer holds it's not a Psik Resha, Stam Mechlegis and Metzias, Taisus holds that was a Deichik. So Taisus says, what's the Pshat in Rabbi Lezer? The Rabbi Lezer holds a Kavana is to Yimash Vigumas. That's Mechsamele, you know the head of Davar Shein and Meskavin, because the kavan is to yimash v'gumais. And Taisa says, even though it's ain't tzricha, even though it's ain't tzricha l'gufa, ain't tzorech l'ashes gumais, but still, Rabbi Yehuda holds machash ain't tzricha l'gufa is chayiv, and memela you'll be chayiv. If you hold machash ain't tzricha is pater, you'll be pater. So Rabbi Kivenga, both in the Gilyan Hashas on the sign, and in the And in the Chedushim, he says he doesn't understand the Taisus. He writes here, Lizchisi Lavin. In the Chedushim, he writes, Hashem Yor Enai, which is, means it's a Shreis Tekasha that he has. Now, what does this mean? If Kavana is to Yimashir Gumus, why is it Ein Shricha Lagufa? Malchash Ein Shricha Lagufa usually means you're doing one thing and you don't need it. You need it for something else. Like Chayv V'Gumav Ein Tzarech Al-Afer. You're digging a hole. You don't need the hole. You just need the offer. But here, if your kavana is to mashva gumais, so what do you mean it's ain't shicha legufa? So obviously you want the gumais to be mashva. Right? So why does it say it's ain't shicha legufa? You want to say it's a machlokes, do you intend that the gumais should be filled or not? Okay, Rabbi Elazar holds you do intend that way, the Rabbanon hold you don't. But why would you call it ain't shicha legufa? If he wants to fill the holes, that means he wants the holes to be filled. What's the pshat in that? He mentions that no pshat in Taisus. Now, it's also a little bit strange. What was Machriach Taisus to say it? Why did Taisus say it was Ein Tzricha L'Gufa? What's wrong if it's Tzricha L'Gufa? What's Mechalam Shad and Taisus? I mean, it's also strange like this. What do you mean his Kavanis Timash V'Gumas? Ask him. Rabbi Elazar holds his Kavanis Timash V'Gumas. The Rabbanon holds Kavanis not Timash V'Gumas. I guess it depends. If he wants the Gumas to be filled in, so it's Kavanis Timash V'Gumas. If he doesn't want it, so it's not Timash V'Gumas. What? It might be psikresha. Taisa is not a psikresha. So, what do you mean? Is the shmachloikis is kavanat yamashu gumus or not? What does that mean? And also, if that's the iser, because it's kavanat yamashu gumus, so why in the Beis Hamikdash should we be telling them that I'll let her wash the floor? Blood's holes and I'll let her wash the floor. Tell them, wash the floor, but make sure not to have in mind to be mashed for the gumus. That's all. Make sure, just clean up the blood, clean up the floor, whatever it is, clean up all the schmutz. And don't be mashed for the gumas. What's the pshat in that? So I saw in the back of the Gemara, in the Chedushim of Blazer Meisha Horowitz and the Rishash, they're both very bekitzer kedarkam, and I think they both mean the same thing, and I think the pshat is like this. The machlekes of the kavanas for mashed for gumas is, when you're sweeping the floor, really your kavana is one thing, you want to get rid of the dirt. Your kavana is not to make gumas. That's not what you're trying to do. You're trying to get rid of the dirt. But where's the dirt going? The dirt's going into the gumas. That's what's happening. It's not a psikreshah that will happen. But it's very likely the dirt will go into the gumas. So the shaila is in lumbus. I want this dirt away. But the dirt happens to be going into the gumas. Is that called a kavana on the ashva gumas? Or is that called a davar she'ena miskam of ashva gumas? I'm trying to get rid of the dirt. And ground of the dirt's being getting rid of by filling gumas. Is that mum that's called the kavana for Ashva's gumas? The chamul, no. I'm just getting rid of the dirt. I don't care where it goes. So I'm not being the chamul Ashva gumas. Rabbi Elazar says yes. Because the dirt, the mice is going into the guma. And you need the guma for the dirt. Like the Rishash says, if someone has a big mound in his bala charitz, in his yard, and the bala tail says, you can put it into my tail, so he's trying to fill the... here's Bala Tel, I mean, the Bala Chritz says, Yikvun to my Chritz. So he's trying to fill the Chritz, because that's where he's getting rid of his debris. So that's the Machlokes. In Lomnis, is that called his Kavana is to Mashva Gumas? So you can't tell him not to. He's getting rid of the dirt. If the dirt is going into the Guma, that's called he's being Mechavan Mahashva's Gumas. But Lamaisa Taisa says, Lakshay Shech Lagufa, because I'm not doing it because I want the Guma to be full. I don't care about that. I'm doing it because I want the dirt to be gone. So I'm filling a guma, it's the opposite of chayf a guma vein tzarech al afra. I'm being mashed with a guma, and I just want to get rid of the offer. So it's certainly a lach hashen shich al gufa. The shalas, is it called a miskaven? Is that called I'm a miskaven to mash with guma? Because I'm getting rid of the dirt and it happens to be going into the guma. That's my understanding of the Rashash and the Rosh Meshach Horowitz. That's pshat in the Tesis here. Now, there are other pshatim in this machlekes of Blazim Mechachamim. There's Taisus here that says the machlekes is it called mechavan to be mashver gumas? Are you being mechavan to be mashver gumas? Taisus in Shabbos holds no. The machlekes is it psikresha or not? Taisus here held it was a deichik, because I guess he held it was a deichik to be arguing in Metzias. And Taisus in Shabbos is willing to be saved with that deichik. Rav Elazar holds it's a psikresha. Chama is not a psikresha. So the Igli Tau, the Melechus Chayrish, Ais, Sivkan Chavayish and Aleph, he has a kasha. How could Rabbi Elazar ask for psik resha? Let's say it is a psik resha, but does the guy who's doing it know it's a psik resha? He doesn't know that it's a psik resha. How do you know he doesn't know? Because the Rabbanan hold is not a psik resha. So obviously it's not so clear that it's a psik resha. If the Rabbanan say it's not a psik resha and Rabbi Elazar says it is, it's obviously not so clear. So the guy who's doing it doesn't know if it's a psik reisha or not. If he doesn't know if it's a psik reisha, the chayyim that makes it a psik reisha, there's a big shaila about that. The famous Taz in Simon Shintaz Zayin Sifkat and Gimel, he taishes the two that way. Let's say you have a drawer, and you don't know if it has flies in the drawer or not. The halacha is, if there's flies in the drawer, you're not allowed to close the drawer. It's called Seda. Even though it's Ein Shri Yichol HaGufa, let's ask him in Rabbanan. Your shaila is, let's say you don't know if there are flies in the drawer. So the Taz says, you don't have to check. You know why? Because it's not a psik reisha. You're not being mechavim to trap the flies. It's not a psik reisha because there might not be flies there. So the halacha, if you know, it says a big chiddush. As you would think that when you say something's a davar shein miskaven and it's mutter because it's not a psik reisha, that means it's going lahabo. You're dragging a mita kisa v'safsel and you're not mechavim to make a chavitz. But the pshat is, it's not a psik reisha, because maybe it won't. It's something, it's a suffix about a future thing. So there you could say it's not a psik reisha, but it's a suffix about a past thing that's already there. So it could be that's not called not a psik reisha. If there are flies there, it is a psik reisha. If there are no flies there, then it won't happen. But if there are flies there, it is a psik reisha. That's called, some people call that a suffix psik reisha. He says, then maybe that's a suffix deraisa l'chumra. But the Bi'alacha brings a raya to his yisayid from the Ramban. The Ramban, Lagabe, that says that if you have metal and you're putting it in water and you're not trying to mitzayir for the metal, it's not called the psik reisha. He has a raya from the Ramban. But this thesis would be mashma, thesis in Shabbos, Tafsanakei, that says that Reb Lezer holds its chayiv because it is a psik reisha, and the Rabbanon holds its patur because it's not a psik reisha. So even if you hold it is a psik reisha, but no one knows about it, you see the Rabbanon don't know about it. Nice, on the tzad it is a psik reisha, you'll take a b'chayiv even though you don't know about it. See, the Olam says it's telling the chakira, what's the sign of psik reisha? Why is psik reisha not a davar shein miskaven? Normally you do a maisa, and you ain't a miskaven for another maisa, it's called davar shein miskaven, it's mutter. But you have a psik reisha makes it also mean the reisha. What's a pshat? Is it the pshat that when it's a psik reisha, it's not considered two maisas b'chlal? It's considered the same maisa. When it's not a psik reisha, that makes it two maises. There's a maisa I'm pulling the chair, and then there's a maisa that's going to make a chritz. But if it's for sure going to make a chritz, it's called one big maisa. So if you say that, so a suffix psik reisha would be called a psik reisha, because if there are flies there, then the maisa of closing the drawer is the same maisa of trapping the flies. If it is indeed a psik reisha, it's just because you don't know about it, but the maisa, that's the maisa. But some say it's not the pshat of psik reisha. Pshat of psik reisha is, since you know it's going to happen, that's called your kavana. You're only not mecham for things that you don't know is going to happen. If you know it's going to happen, that's called kavana. So it has to be that you know it's going to happen. If you don't know it's going to happen, then that's not called kavana. It's here, Reb Shimon Shkaf, and the Chlusha of Shimon Yudha HaKayin, on Ksuvis, Simon Dalin, he granted says this chakir, and he holds that the pshat is this all one big maisa. And he brings Taisus here on the Tzad Dekei in Shabbos that says that Reb Lezer holds this with Kresha, and Imam says the same Cheshman. So you see, even though you don't know what's going to happen, Reb Lezer says it's going to happen. The Rabbanan say it won't happen, so you don't know. But Taisus is nice Tais. But if according to Reb Lezer, it will happen, that's called the Psik Kresha. It doesn't matter if you know. So be a raya from the Taisus in Shabbos that a Psik Kresha would be us, sir. Now there's a third Taisus, it's in Sanhedrin Af Pehei. He says a third Mahalach. He says that according to Reb Lezer, the reason is not as sure as Gumas. Reb Lezer holds kibun and rebuts is binyan. Sweeping the floor is a ma'aseh binyan. Washing the floor is a ma'aseh binyan alone. All the Rishonim say this in Shabbos Daf Tzadikei, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Chedushei Ritva and the Chedushei Ran. They all say this, you say that Reb Lezer is not asking us a shvui gumas. Reb Lezer is asking because kibun and rebuts alone is a melacha. Taisa says this in Sanhedrin. So the three malachim in the Machlekes of Lezer and the Rabbana. There's a pshat there, Reb Lezer holds that you're mechavin to be mashma gumas, the Rabbanan hold you're not mechavin, like we said from the Rishash and Reb Lezer Moshe. They're arguing if it's called kavana. There's a pshat, Taisus and Shabbos, Reb Lezer holds it's a psik reisha to be mashma gumas, and the Rabbanan hold it's not a psik reisha, and we said that's a chiddush, that even though you don't know that's a psik reisha, Reb Lezer told it to you, but you don't know about it yourself, because you see the Rabbanan didn't hold it's a psik reisha, but still that's called a psik reisha. And we have the Pshat and Taisus and Edrin and all the Rishonim and Shabbos of Tzadikei that Reb Lezer B'chol and Seshvui Gumas, Reb Lezer's Kibun and Rebus Alein is a Malacha. And now I want to speak a little bit about Cholev, milking. Rashi brings down the Gemara in Shabbos and Cholev is Chayim V'Shem Mefarik. Now, there is no Av Malacha, in the Lamed Tes Malacha is called Mefarik. He brings that Mechametz is Beirut, that's an Av Malacha, and Megamin is Beinah, that's an Av Malacha, but Mefarik is not an Av Malacha. What is the Malacha of Mefarik? So there's Mechalek Yishenim. What's the Malacha you're doing when you're milking a cow? What Malacha are you doing? Rav Yishenim hold that Mefarik is told of Dosh, very similar to squeezing juice, is a told of Dosh. Dosh means that you're loosening the wheat kernels, the amalach of dash is you're loosening the wheat kernels in the stalk, and you're separating your mefarik, that's the point, your mefarik, da'ichal nebselos, you're not, the bayrim means that you're making an ice mixture. Mefarik just means that you're detaching it. So you're detaching da'ichal nebselos, so similar to that, when you're milking the cow, you're kind of detaching the milk from the cow. Taisa says a raya to that because the Gemara says in Shamas Nafkuf Mem Dalin that a person can milk a cow into a pot of food. He just can't milk it into a pail. And the reason is, l'chayra, because when you milk it into a pot of food, so the milk is not becoming a mashk, it's becoming an eichel. So it was an eichel in the cow, it's now an eichel in the food, so it never, you didn't do a mashke from an eichel, that's not dosh. Mashayin Kain, when you milk into a pail, so you're doing mashke from Eichel, that's an issa derais. The similar thing you have by fruit juice, that if you squeeze a fruit to get the juice out, to make juice, so that's mashke from Eichel, that's dash, it's an issa derais. If you squeeze, let's say, a lemon onto a fish to make a flavoring in the food, so then the mashke of Bala Eichel is called an Eichel, it wouldn't be mefarik. The only problem is, the Taisus in Shabbos, that Fayin Gimel asks a Kasha, Rav Yishenim holds way, Rashi holds way, Taisus holds way, the Riff and the Rush, and that Fayin Gimel and Shabbos holds this way, the Rambam holds this way, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perches Halacha Zayin, the Rishenim and Shabbos, Daf Tzadikei, the Ramban and the Rashba there. Rav Yishenim hold that it's Dosh. The only problem is, Taisus asks the Kasha, there's a din of Ein Disha Ela B'Gdulei Karka. Disha needs Gdulei Karka, that's what the Gemara says. When you have a fish, the Gemara says it's not called dash to get the blood out of the chilazain because the fish is not gedulei karka. So the shaila is, why would it be a problem of mefarik told of the dash when ein dishel gedulei karka? So I know three terutzim to this kasha. One terutz is Taisus over there in Klal Gadol Nafayin Gimel says Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is disha gedulei karka. Shalai gedulei karka. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a fish is called disha. So we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass like the chachamim. Now, there's an alternative pshat. The Rashba brings that Rav Haigain holds that it's takal's dishin, holds that we paskin that milking is the rabbanan. But like we said, Rav Yishenim paskin milking is the raisa. But Taisa says, so good, so we paskin like a Yehuda that there is dishin by gedulei karka. The problem is, it wouldn't stem with the Rif and the Rambam and the Rush. They all paskin ain dishel of gedulei karka, and they still paskin that chayla v'schayim v'shem dosh. So the Magen Mishnah says, could be an animal that's called gedulei karka. You find that way, that the Arsham Mishnah all the way, there's a Gemara in Erevin that calls it the Hema gedulei karka because it's nizin from the karka, and the fish is not called gedulei karka because the fish is nizin in the yam. So that could be a Hema is called the gedulei karka, b'negeya, the Melech's dash. But the problem is the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold the way. The Shulchan Aruch says, l'mashal by teichen, nizin ain't teichen el gedulei karka. So are you allowed to take a piece of meat and cut it into very small pieces? The Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to take a vegetable cut into small pieces, it's teichen, the meat you're allowed to, because ain't chinel gedulei karka. So you see the Shulchan Aruch paskins, not like the Magen Mishnah, that gedulei karka does include behemoth. But still, by milking, we say that milking is dosh, and ain't dishel gedulei karka. So there's a pshat from Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam that's brought in the Kesef Mishnah, that says that ain't disha le gedulei karka, because that's the av of disha. The av of disha, that you need gedulei karka. But the tolda, which is mefarik, which is a tolda, that could be venak gedulei karka. That's a very interesting thing. The Ramban really says it also. He makes the chilek between the priya and the behema, but al kopanim, you have to know when you say it's dosh and when you say it's mefarik. But that's an interesting thing. The tolda doesn't have to involve the dinim of the av, even though it's derived from the av, but the av is dafka by gedulei karka. And the Tolda could even be not by gedulei karka. So that's the, like we said, that's a pirush of Rav Yishenim, that the melacha of chaylev, like Rashi says, is mefarik. Mefarik is a Tolda of dosh. And Dosh, the Shaila is only, the only kasha on this is about Ein Disha L'Bidulei Karka. And that could be we hold Yesh Disha L'Bidulei Karka, could be hold Behem, there is L'Bidulei Karka, or could we hold that even though it's a Tolda of Dosh, the Ant needs L'Bidulei Karka, but not the Tolda. Now there's Kama other Shittas in Rishayim though. Rabbi Natan in Klal Gadol says a very interesting Shaila. He says it's Memachik. It's smoothing out, because you're smoothing out the Dad. You're smoothing out the udder of the cow, so that's what you're being over. Memachik. Rashi in Shabbos brings a Yesh Eimrim, he doesn't hold of it, brings a Yesh Eimrim that it's Kaitzer. It's like Kaitzer, it's just like in Allah, the Eikir Davim Migidulai by Kaitzer, so who would in the milk, it's like Kaitzer. The Rishash there says that the Yishalmi says it. The Yishalmi says in Klal Gadol that it's like Kaitzer. The Rashi in Tzuvah Daf Samach Amnav brings a pshan from the Rashi Ben Avram that it's Geizes. Also Tezerosh says that in Shabbos Daf Samachay, that it's Geizes. Just like when you cut hair, when you cut nails, it's geizes. So who and then when you take off the milk, it's like you're taking off an extraneous thing from the animal, that's like geizes. And the Rambam says it's teichen, the Shaila, why is it teichen? But al-kopanim, so we have a lot of these pshatim. We have mamachek, we have keitzer, we have geizes, we have teichen. But the problem is that all of them, we have the shverkeit on the kasha of teisus. What's the pshat? It says that chaylev adam b'teich kedera v'leil b'teich ka'ara, that you can milk it onto food, but not onto not into a pail. If you say it's dosh, so the pshat is you need mashke from eichel. If you say it's kaitzer or memachik or geizes or teichin, so what's the difference if you're doing it into a pail of food or a pot of food or a pail or a pail? So it's a very good kasha. The Igle Tal says it is another pshat in the Gemara that was Tugman and Yantif, and they had the results Eichel Nefesh, but still a Teich HaKaras Asa. It might be another pshat in the Gemara, but that's the Shrekai. That's why Rav Yishayim home that it's Dash. Now the Rashi Masechet Shabbos just says that, by the way, besides for the Yisurim of Mefarik, there also could be Nisur of Bayer, but Bayer could be Mutter if you're doing it in the altar. If you're doing it beyond and you're doing it in the altar, it'll be Mutter. But if you're not doing it beyond, or you're not doing a lot of, besides for that, you're going to have an Isser of Bayer, because the Behema is the Pselus, and the milk is the Eichel, so it could also be a problem of Bayer.